Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, time to have a look at what's coming up on our big and small screens, and I'm joined this week by RTE producer Kay Sheehy and Dave O'Callaghan, host of the Here and Back Again podcast. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. Dave,
we get into all kinds of high-flown cinema and television and so forth. Now, I suspect the main TV event for you this weekend is the Premiership back, yeah?
Yes, we're back, baby. Yeah. I was over the match yesterday. I'm an Arsenal supporter for my sins.
I see by your T-shirt.
The stress is back another year. The hype machine. It's just like anybody who's watched, now at least Arsenal entertain people, but not making things easy. But anybody who watched most of the games, they were shocking. Well, you know, a lot of them. But yeah, it's just good to be back and
back in the stress,
and,
basically
aiming for glory. I'm so positive this year. I've given up fantasy football so I can focus on the real games. So.
Okay. Kay, on another note, you're saying if people get into one series right now, The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart on Amazon Prime, is it?
Yeah, it's just one of those kind of creepy, gothic-like dramas that really hook you in. Yeah. And it's Australian, so it's a very different terrain for you to watch.
Totally. And it's creepy. Rural Australia is innately creepy in television,
isn't it? Because, you know, like there's this lovely family, Clem and their daughter Alice and Agnes, the mother, living in rural Australia. And you know they're miles away from everybody. So you know something awful can happen. And, you know, it's not some awful, you know, kangaroo is going to kill them. The horror is within the house, because they look like the most indulgently happy family, but then you see that this is just a mask for abuse, because Clem is abusing both his wife, beating her up, and beating up the daughter Alice. So this is the kind of awful start to it, and then a tragedy happens, the place goes on fire, and Alice then is taken into the care of her grandmother. And her grandmother is Sigourney Weaver. And it's a bit like that series, Top of the Lake. Did you remember that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, with Elizabeth Moss, where I think it was the Holly Hunter character had all these women who had suffered at the hands of men. Well, Sigourney Weaver has this place, again, in inland Australia, where she looks after these women. Now, anyone from Ireland looking at this, there's a bang of a Magdalene Laundry off it, I think. Is Sigourney Weaver a good person?
Is she looking out for these, or is she good or bad? This is the question.
It's got all those elements. Okay. Creepy, gothic, fabulous.
The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart on Amazon Prime. Dave, on a different note entirely, Zombieverse on Netflix. I do enjoy a Netflix zombie show, but this is a zombie reality show, which I kind of
it's the people who created the zombies in All of Us Are Dead, which was a great...
Which is brilliant.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Koreans and zombies and horror, they just know how to freak people out. But this is a reality show with like actors and celebrity guests. So actors and pop
Korean
stars.
Celebrities.
Yeah. And so it's one of those... So it's part scripted, part unscripted. So you can tell that it's actually, there's no way they just don't know it's a zombie, because they'd be actually killing the actors, like, because they think it's a zombie. So, but it's just a really funny, absolutely mad, like, watching them. And, like, there's so much humour because they're trying to deal, because, like, I've done at the San Diego Comic Con, I did a zombie run kind of in the baseball stadium. And no matter how much you know it's not real,
there's
100 zombies running at you, you just start knocking people out of the way. And this is kind of the concept. And it's like, some are slow. Yeah. And it's just, the makeup is so real. And you can see the actors, like, they know deep down, but they can't stop themselves. So it's actually a really fun, mad watch. And listen, for me, if you want to survive the zombie apocalypse, just in case, watch as much content as you can, because you never know. Even though I'll probably go in the first
minute. Yeah, we pick up a lot of stuff. Okay, Zombieverse on Netflix. Kay, another Netflix reality show, At Home with the Furies. This is Tyson rather than Finbar Fury.
This is so good. So Tyson Fury decided he was going to retire. Now, anybody on social media or media will know he didn't. But anyway, there's a whole year of 2022 when he decides to retire. And he's there with his family. Now, the thing
he's
that
a troubled
people know,
kind of boxer for people,
yes, he's got mental, he's bipolar, and he's got other mental health issues. So he stays with his family, his nuclear family in Morecambe, and because he wants to stay close to home because that makes him calm. And let's say he goes to a family birthday party and he will leave the birthday party after half an hour to walk the dog because that's just what he has to do for his mental health. And they're from a travelling family, and the father is was born in Tuam, and he was a bare knuckle boxer, and he is now living in Morecambe as well. So he's part of the reality show. And then for all of us who loved Love Island, the series with Maura Higgins in it, Molly May and Tommy Fury, the loved up couple from that series. Tommy Fury is Tyson's brother, and Molly May is, well, I think the secret is out because she's had the baby, is pregnant. So that's their storyline.
Okay, so
Tommy wants to go back to boxing.
Is it Love Island-y style stuff, or is it actually a bit more
Oh, it's real. It's about him. Will he go back? Can he stay retired? Because he is such a competitive, athletic animal who also needs it for his mental health.
So we are getting a good psychological profile, like, is that trash?
Yeah, with a bit of trash, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like the kitchen looks trash. Like a throne room, and that's just the kitchen.
Okay. Dave, you hurt my feelings on Prime Video, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Kind of, in a way, the most talked about film of the last few weeks.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of those, her and Tobias Menzies. So, Nicole Holefcener, she's the director, and she did Enough Said with Miss Dreyfus and James Gandolfini back in the day. And her movies are kind of talky and walky around New York, that type of thing. Yeah. So you know what you're getting, the vibe there, low key and all. But this is a story of midlife crisis, or, you know, you're looking back in your life and you're like, am I a failure? You know, all this type of stuff, stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically she's a novelist, and she overhears her husband telling her friend that her second book, which she can't get published because her agent is kind of going, just maybe tweak it. And she thinks it's the best thing ever. She overhears her husband, who's read it 20 times, saying it's amazing, saying it's an absolute piece of rubbish, and this kind of shatters her world, and it's all about little white lies and getting along, and then all the friends, and there's all these kind of little mini things happening, midlife crises and failures happening all over the place, but it's just a beautifully shot, amazing cast, just warm movie, and I'd highly recommend it.
Touch of Woody Allen, like, if
Allen, Nora Ephron kind of early movies.
Okay,
so really
cool. You Hurt My Feelings, Prime Video. Now, two kind of related ones. Now, we'll keep them both brief because I want to get both in. So, Kay, In the Name of Jerry Conlon on Monday night, tomorrow night on RT1 at 9:35. Sounds really good.
Yeah, it's hard to believe he's dead since 2014. And just 2 months before he died, Lorenzo Mosia, an Italian journalist, sat down and spoke to him, and we go back over all the horrors of the Guildford Four, their incarceration. They're just young lads, tearaways in Northern Ireland, moved to London to get away from the IRA threatening to punish, beat them. And what do they walk into? They walk into the IRA bombing campaign. And because they're living in a squat, they're all picked up.
Okay. And what's different about this is that it is the final interview that he gave.
He's as passionate and wonderful and deep as he always was.
Okay, so that's In the Name of Jerry Conlon, Monday night on RT1. Now, in selected cinemas, and again, Dave, we'll keep this brief, but Face Down, The Disappearance of Thomas Niedermayer.
Yeah, no, so 27th of December 1973, Thomas Niedermayer, who was Germany's honorary consul to Northern Ireland and the manager of the Grundig factory in West Belfast, was kidnapped from his home and basically was never seen alive again, and was kind of, would go under that thing of the disappeared. So it was basically, this follows his family initially in the 7 years when they've no idea what has happened and no one's claiming anything, no one has any clue, all this kind of stuff. And then throughout the documentary, it's like, I didn't know the backstory of what was going on, and it's the daughters are talking about it, and it's just heartbreaking. You're better off just watching it. Because stuff happens, but it's just beautifully shot. Jerry Gregg made it. I just really, really was a powerful thing for me, and it's about grief, But also the repercussions over time of what happens. And it's just tough stuff, but brilliant stuff.
Okay, The Disappearance of Thomas Niedermayer, and that's a limited release in cinemas now. Now, speaking of cinemas, do we want to waste the last few minutes we have left talking about Gran Turismo and Haunted Mansion?
Yes.
Yeah,
Gran Turismo is fantastic.
Is it? Because the reviews are reviews are shocking.
No, but this review is fabulous that I'm going to give.
Okay,
it's
good.
Yeah. It's a simulator game, Gran Turismo, and one guy had this crack idea that why don't we get the simulators to come in, all these boys and girls who just sit in their bedrooms playing this game where you pretend to be a Formula One driver, train them up and put them into cars. And the guy who plays Jan Mardenborough, which actually happened, he's played by Archie Medikewe, and he's just charming and you believe him. So it's a will he, won't he, get his license, will he, won't he get a podium place. Well worth watching.
Kay, you never cease to amaze me. There are so many layers to you as a person.
No,
you know
just
that.
Don't tell, the AA I'm into speed.
She's off home to play Gran Turismo later.
So Gran Turismo. And then another one, that's based on a game. Dave, Haunted Mansion is based on a Disney theme park ride. And they've tried to make a film based on this theme park ride before.
Eddie Murphy was in this 2003. And for some reason they said, you know what, we'll do it again. And In my day, back in the day, this was called straight to video. basically, I know it's been harsh, but it's straight to streaming, I suppose. But it's quite meh. It's Lakeith Stanfield actually is really good, but the problem is it doesn't know what it is, so it's too scary for little people in the family, and it's very sad and emo. And then it's probably not scary enough for older and horror fans and thing. And like August. Releasing a Halloween movie in August in the cinema makes no sense to me. And I think giving it its dues at Halloween, when it's on Disney Plus, this and a Hocus Pocus double bill will be
grand,
amazing.
Grand. Kay, one word. Is Heart of Stone on Netflix with Jamie Dornan? Is it any good?
Well, Gal Gadot is the lead in this, and she's great, smart, kick-ass, loads of AI. It's not great, but it's well worth watching.
Okay, and I see you're highlighting Gal Gadot as the reason to watch it. Okay, we won't read too much
into
that.
Well, Jamie has a complicated role. That's all I'm warning you.
Cheese-tastic.
Okay, well, if anyone can play complicated, Jamie Dornan can, if you know what I mean. Kay Sheehy and Dave O'Callaghan, thank you both very much.